Hello, everybody. Father Rocca from St. Mark Parish. Today I would like to talk about the Feast of the Epiphany, which follows the Feast of the Holy Family in the church calendar. I'd like to begin by reading about the Epiphany from chapter 2 of St. Matthew's Gospel. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, the Magi set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and at entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. St. Matthew's story about the Magi, which we just heard, presents a striking contrast to the scene presented in St. Luke's Gospel, which was read at the Christmas Mass in the night. For St. Luke tells us that it was a few poor Jewish shepherds who were the first to adore the newborn infant, while St. Matthew, on the other hand, says that Magi, or astrologers, strange figures from the distant east, were the first to pay homage to the Christ child. St. Matthew's story about the Magi is not without its intentional ironies. For example, the Magi, who represent the non-Jewish world, see most clearly and recognize the newborn infant Messiah, while the Jews, God's chosen people, are the last to see or do not see it at all. For St. Matthew, the words of Isaiah are fulfilled in the persons of the Magi. Speaking some 7 centuries before Christ to the Jewish exiles who had returned to Jerusalem after many years of captivity in Babylon, Isaiah prophesied that one day all nations would come to Jerusalem and there see the glory of the Lord. "Nations," Isaiah prophesied, "shall walk by your light, O Jerusalem, and kings by your shining radiance, all from Sheba, even those from the Arabian Peninsula, shall come bearing gold and frankincense and proclaiming the praises of the Lord." Thus prophesied Isaiah. It seems logical that the Magi should have first sought out the newborn king in the palace of Herod. Where else would one rightly expect to find a king but in the center of politics and royal wealth? But the Magi did not find the newborn king in Jerusalem's marbled halls. In many ways, the story of the Magi is very much our own story as well. Like the Magi, all of us seek God. All of us look for meaning and purpose in our lives, trying to discover whether we live in a harsh, unfeeling universe or whether there is a loving and gracious God who is present to us every moment of our lives. Like the Magi, who first looked for the Christ child in the powerful city of Jerusalem at the court of King Herod, we try to find peace, meaning, and fulfillment in our lives in all the familiar and expected, yet oftentimes essentially wrong places. We find ourselves investing our deepest hopes and dreams in the power and glory of this earthly city, in its fame, its comforts, its affluence, its selfish concerns. The Magi found nothing in Jerusalem. Not in the palaces of kings would God be revealed, but in a little backwater town of Bethlehem, in a stable, in a manger straw. When the Magi had reached the end of their journey and found the infant Jesus, they were warned by an angel not to repeat the mistake they had made in their search by first going to Jerusalem. Now they must return to their homeland by a different way. And so the Magi would never again return to Jerusalem and to everything it stood for. The story of the Magi calls us to do the same. Each of us seeks to grow closer to God, to recognize His presence more and more in our daily lives. Like those Magi who came from eastern deserts, we have come out of our own deserts, deserts of disappointments and sorrow, of broken relationships, of struggles with sin and lack of faith. We have come from our own deserts to worship the newborn Christ and to bring the most precious gift we can offer, our very selves, sinful as we may be. We have heard the joyful news that God came to save all sinners, and we long for His healing touch. May we radiate the light of His star in every aspect of our daily lives, and so bring His peace to a world much in need of His healing grace and love. May you all have a blessed feast of the Epiphany.